Ето и скайп връзката ни вече с Nuclear Blast по повод новият албум на Psylosis. На телефонната линия, т.е. по скайп, трябва да сме се свързали с Josh Middleton от Psylosis. Hello Josh, is it you?
Yes it is, how's it going?
How are you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you.
Thanks for doing this interview. It's really interesting to know some details about the new album.
Happy to do it.
Where do we catch you, man? Are you in England right now?
Yeah, I'm at home in cold England.
So it's not good morning, it's good afternoon.
Yeah, it's 3 o'clock here in England.
So the new album is coming up. I have so many questions for you. I'll try not to take your whole evening, you know. So the big news is the new album is coming out on January 12th, right?
Yep.
So what is the at what stage is the album right now? Because we just listened to the Mercy, the official headliner for the album.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, we finished the album. It was probably done back in August, I think, when we finished everything. And we've just been, you know, taking some time to work on the press and the promotion and stuff and get a few videos ready. There'll be a video going up in the next few days, I think, for the second single off the album. So, yeah, we've not been too busy since we finished the album in August, yeah.
Yeah, that's great, man. We have to make some small pauses between the questions for us to translate for the audience. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, great, man. Thanks.
Джош каза, че си е вкъщи, в Англия. Там е 3 часа съответно. Васко след това попита как върви нещата, до каква степен са достигнали нещата с албума. Той сподели, че тази година, август месец, приключили работата по албума, направили са PR с клипове, преси и така нататък. И в момента така си почива, докато излезе...
И всъщност каза, че предстои ново видео, което трябва да излезе в седмица-две на следващото парче.
Почиват едва ли не, докато излезе албума.
So, Josh, you're actually, this time you're a producer of the album.
Yes.
So,
Josh, ти си продуцента на албума.
Can you please tell us this time, was it much of a challenge or great fun? Because not only you're playing the guitars for the album and sing, but you actually have to be a producer.
Били не казал, дали това е било предизвикателство, фан, веселба, и защото не свириш само на китара и пееш, а си продуцент на албума.
So, basically... I enjoy it, really. We recorded drums first back in March, so it was a very like long and drawn out process from when we first started recording till when we finished, because we had touring in between.
Процесът беше дълъг. I'm sorry, Josh.
Okay. No, so yeah. I like doing all the production. It definitely saves money as well when we can do it ourselves, and you don't have to spend loads of money getting someone else to do something that, you know, we record demos of the songs at home. On sort of basic home studio recording equipment, so we know how to record ourselves and everything, so there's no point at this stage spending the money on getting someone else to do it. But it's not too stressful, because we know exactly what we're doing, and it's just the easiest thing to do, really, is to do it ourselves as much as possible. We had Scott Atkins, who produced the first two albums.
He was actually the producer for the first two albums. Yeah, so yeah, now you're working together again.
Drums with us, and then me and him mixed it together.
Всъщност аз го попитах дали не е твърде много, че този път трябва освен да свири китара и да пее и да бъде и продуцент на албума. Той отговори, че
март месец са записали барабаните, че е било голям, че е било весело, импрови, че се забавлявали, когато са го правили.
И го правят
нещо
в своето хоум студио.
За да спестат пари, разбира се. Не са искали да дават пари на някакви други хора.
Особено след като вече са натрупали опит от предишни албуми и така нататък. Всъщност стана въпрос, че микс инженер на албума е Скот Аткинс, който миксира и първите им два пълни албума, след което те работиха всъщност с друг продуцент за последния си албум, но сега отново заедно с Скот Аткинс. So, Josh, I mean, you have to Finance everything yourself, so that's why you're kind of cutting costs doing it in your home studio. A lot of the bands nowadays are doing the same thing, I guess. And is it that difficult for a band like you to survive in the world right now? What is the stage doing right now?
Yeah, it is hard for a band like us. We still have to work, you know, day jobs on the side to keep it going. It's just the way the music industry's gone with people, you know, illegally downloading and stuff. And I never really complain too much if our fans do that, but at the same time, it definitely does affect things because we get, you know, financed from the record label. They put up money for us to record or for us to go on tour and stuff, and if they don't make enough money back, we don't get the money off them to do all the stuff. And it's kind of like starting a business. When you start up your own business, you need you know, some money up front to get things going, and that's what labels are. And if labels don't make their money back from the CD sales, then it's harder for us to, you know, kind of
There's actually no point of doing it if you can't get your money back, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, аз го попитах защо всъщност записват в домашно студио. Тоест, че трябва да спестят пари реално от самите записи, и го попитах дали е толкова сурова сцената в момента. И той всъщност отговори, че също като при нас, абсолютно и навсякъде по света, благодарение на пиратските даунлоудове и така нататък, реално бандите страдат от това. Защото лейбълът финансира цялото нещо и когато не успее да си възвърне парите обратно...
Става кофти и сподели също така, че всеки един от тях си има някаква основна работа, с която се занимава, за да се...
Да. That was one of my other questions. What are your actually day jobs when you're not on tour and when you're not recording an album or making music?
I try and do artwork for bands, so I do like paintings and that kind of stuff to design CD covers or t-shirt designs. And then our guitarist Bailey, he designs websites freelance. Bass player Carl tests Xbox games. He just plays games for a living, which is cool for some people.
That's a good job.
Yeah, our drummer Ali kind of teaches drums and works in a bar, so yeah, we're all doing different things.
That's great. Всъщност попитахме го какво работят музикантите през останалото време, когато не записват и не са на турне. Той самият каза, че се занимава с артворк, т.е. дизайн за фанелки, CD-та, обложки и така нататък. Другите от бандата, единият барабанист и всъщност...
Има и веб дизайнер в
бандата. Да, единият от тях е професионален геймплеер, другият дава уроци по барабани и работи в бар. Колко странно и познато ни звучи цялото това нещо. Actually, it sounds really close to us because a lot of the musicians here in Bulgaria actually are complaining all the time that they have to do like normal day jobs and they cannot dedicate themselves only to music like all the people do in the, as they say, in the white world, you know. So it's good to know that they're not completely right.
Oh no, it's definitely not something that just happens in Bulgaria. I don't know any bands really that make a living off music, other than big bands like, you know, Lamb of God and that kind of stuff. But in terms of the bands that we're friends with and in our kind of peer group, no one makes a living off it full time.
So you mentioned Lamb of God, and you've been on a tour with them, and with a lot of the big names actually in the metal scene right now. So can you please give us some insights about what is it to be on tour with, let's say, Killswitch Engage and Lamb of God? I actually saw you live with Killswitch Engage in London last year. So it was an amazing show, Matt.
Oh, thanks. No, it's really good. I mean, Lamb of God, that one was amazing because Chris Adler, the drummer from Lamb of God, he is just a big fan of Psilosis, and we played some shows with them over here, and he stayed in touch, gave me his email address, and said, I'm going to try and get you on tour with us in America. And I didn't really think that it would happen, but we ended up doing 2 months in huge venues across America with them. So it was amazing. Like, because Chris requested us for the tour, we got treated really well, especially by like their crew and everyone that worked with them, just making sure we were really well looked after. And then Yeah, the Killswitch one as well. They're, you know, really nice guys. Same again, their crew are really cool to us. And yeah, just down to earth people, I guess. It was just both tours awesome.
Попитахме го да ни разкаже малко подробности за турнетата им с Lamb of God и Killswitch Engage, т.е. да ни каже как са се почувствали, когато са били там. Първо, всъщност, той довърши това, че не само в България музикантите трябва да работят различни професии от това да бъдат музиканти. Всъщност, той не познава, освен големите банди като Lamb of God и Killswitch, които, нали, се издържат само от музика, той не познава други музиканти, които да работят само от това, нали, т.е. само да бъдат музиканти. След това каза, че турнето, всъщност, Крис Адлер е огромен фен на Psylosis. И когато пътуват, когато всъщност са се срещнали, са си разменили имейлите и Крис Адлер му е казал, че ще опита да уреди, да ги уреди, всъщност да подгряват Lamb of God на турнето в Штатите. Той не е вярвал, че това ще се случи, но в последствие всъщност се е случило и са прекарали два чудесни месеца с тях. Също така каза, че турнето с Killswitch Engage било уникално. Пичовете като цяло са много добри и цялото им крю се отнасило чудесно към тях. So Josh, do you consider yourself as a successful band?
Yeah, I guess so. I can't complain really. Like, things have been going really well for us and we, you know, keep getting better tours. Our fan base seems to be growing all the time. And we get, you know, a lot of recognition from, you know, the metal community. So, yeah, it definitely feels successful, even though, you know, it's not like a we can earn a living off it yet. I think the main aim for this band is just maybe to get to a stage where we can all quit our day jobs. But, yeah, we don't do it for the money. So if we wanted to make money, we wouldn't be doing this. We'd all have, you know, normal jobs and that kind of thing.
So you have quite an impressive history, you know. It when you look at it, it sounds like one of those movies come true, you know. I mean, you play for say what 6-7 years, and you actually get a major record deal, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So then you start touring and going all around the world, playing with all those big names, you know. A lot of the people actually think that being a musician is kind of a really fun job, you know. You just get your guitar and play the songs there and that's it. You just have fun and people pay you for it. How much it really costs? I mean, what it really takes for you to be on like with one of the major names in this stage?
I don't know really. It's tough to say. Like, touring's very hard work because you know, the time that you're playing on stage is amazing, but the rest of the day is really long. You have to travel loads. You don't really make any money, so you could be at home making money and paying bills, but instead you're on tour. But it is, you know, completely fun, and we never complain about our situation in terms of that kind of stuff. But it's just great to be able to get to do that kind of stuff and, yeah, travel and see the world. And
like Vinnie Paul from Pantera said, it's really quick when you get on the road to understand who is fit for it and who is not, right?
Yeah, definitely. It takes a lot of getting used to, and we've just been getting used to it over the years, I guess.
Yeah, let me just translate for a minute. Попитахме го всъщност за това, че на много хора им се струва, че музикантската професия е изключително лесна, нали? Просто си взимаш китарата, излизаш на сцената, свириш си музиката и хората ти плащат за това и всичко е ужасно фън. Попитах го какво всъщност им коства това нещо и какви усилия трябва да положи човек, за да успява да се държи на сцената с една от, нали, с едни от най-големите имена. Той каза, че всъщност те не изкарват пари докато са на път, или поне явно не изкарват много, защото каза, че е доста трудно за това, че трябва да пътуваш постоянно, и примерно когато можеш да си вкъщи и да работиш и да изкарваш пари, за да плащаш сметките, всъщност ти не си, а си на турне и се забавляваш.
И освен лайфовете, като се свират, останалите част от деня са много, много дълги.
Да, плюс това да попита го дали се чувстват като успяла банда. Знаете, че успеха все пак има най-различни измерения за всеки един човек. Той каза, че се чувстват наистина като успяла банда. Каза, че нещата за тях се развиват ужасно добре. There's a question coming from Pepe here in the studio.
Hi Josh. So what are your plans? You know, we mentioned Lamb of God, which will be headliner in upcoming summer big festivals. Will you have some appearance? I mean, in Hellfest in France, or Download, or kind of this festival?
Yeah, hopefully. It's kind of early to say at this stage. We don't normally get.
And you will have new material, of course.
Yeah, we'll have the new album will be out in January. So by the time the festivals come, we'll be playing a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
The only one we're confirmed for at the moment is Grass Pop.
Oh,
that's great. I heard the tickets. I heard the tickets were sold out in 28 hours or something.
Oh really? I had no idea. That's amazing.
So no chance for us to see you at Grasspop, but maybe next year. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll be doing plenty more. We'll be doing as many festivals as we can, to be honest.
So it's in your plans to, you know, to hit the road. Let's say.
Well, how about Eastern Europe?
Hopefully. It's never down to us. It's always our booking agent.
And especially Bulgaria, of course.
If we can, then yeah, I'd love to.
Попитахме го, всъщност Пепи го попита за това дали ще участват на някои от големите фестивали това лято. Джош каза, че е твърде рано все още да се каже, защото нещата все още зависят не от тях, а от букинг агенти и така нататък. Но каза, че е потвърдено, че ще свирят на Grasspop, което е чудесна новина. За жалост, билетите за следващата година, т.е. за 2015, вече са разпродадени, но пък ние му казахме, че ще направим всичко възможно 2016 да отидем, дано да бъдат там. Попитахме го дали имат намерение да се навъртат някъде около Източна Европа. Той отново каза, че всичко зависи до промоутери и агенти. Самият той няма как да знае на този етап дали ще идват насам или не. When you were working on the Monolith album, you actually say in an interview that all of it was like a working title and everything that just stuck to the end. What was the deal with Dormant Heart? You know, is it a sleeping heart, or is it a heart that awaits to be awakened?
The second one, yeah. it's kind of like, you know, people going through life not really thinking about, you know, anything, and just going through life on autopilot and not really, you know, thinking for yourself. And the title came from what is now the title track on the album, and it was just a lyric in that song. And we didn't have an album title until the very end, until just a few months ago, and then we just picked, you know, those two words from that song, and it just stuck as the album title. Yeah.
So when you say working titles, do you actually have like internal jokes, like this working title is, let's say this song is called Big Tits, this song is called like Long Dick, you know?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, nothing usually quite like that. It's normally just kind of just one word, just names, but sometimes, a lot of the time, they stick. So I think there's a few on this album, like Leech and Mercy. Those were the working titles, and they just ended up being, you know, the actual titles at the very end.
Well, yeah, because you know, when it's of course a serious music, but a lot of the guys, I mean, not only you, but a lot of different bands, you know, they just kind of have fun during the process. So,
yeah,
we've seen names like those. So, I don't know. I wanted to ask about. At what stage did you guys decide that you're like fit to record by yourself, or was it just a need to do it, you know, because of expenses and everything, or you know?
Well, to be honest, I've been doing it, and our other guitarists have been doing it for years. Like the very first two demos we did, which then became our first two EPs, so Casting Shadows and The Supreme Oppressor, I produced them when I was like, I can't remember, I was like 18 or 20 or something. And obviously that was years ago, like 8 years ago now. So I've had a lot of practice over the years, and I've recorded other bands from time to time. I produce bands, so it's just over the years getting more confident as a producer and just knowing that there's no point in getting someone else to do it. We know exactly how either we want it to sound or how we want it played, and you know, listening out for the best takes and everything like that.
Yeah, for your Monolith album, you actually worked with Romesh Dodangoda, who is a producer for bands like Motorhead and others. So was it a great experience working with him? I mean, did you get a lot of experience being around him for the record?
Yeah, I mean, it was the same kind of thing with the album. We just did the drums with him. Then I produced everything else on that one as well, and then just gave it back to him, and he mixed it.
Yeah.
And Jens Borger from Sweden, he mastered it as well. So, I mean, it was pretty much the same as the last album, in that I produced all the guitars, all the bass, all the vocals. So we only really worked with Romesh for like 4 days in the studio when we did the drums, and then he mixed it, you know, at the very end.
Yeah. Yep.
But we learned some stuff off him. He really great producer and great with drum sounds and stuff, and took some advice from him. But yeah, it just makes so much sense just doing it ourselves at this point.
Yep. Попитахме го всъщност за... Ние от доста време си говорим без да превеждаме, но попитахме го за това дали се чувстват уверени в това да работят по албума си сами, или просто са принудени, за да спестят разходи. Самия той каза, че се занимава с продуциране на музика още от от доста време
на сам. 20 годишни, да.
Всъщност първите две EP-та на Сайлозис ги е продуцирал самия той. За останалите албуми всъщност са записвали заедно с продуцент и барабани, и доста от нещата отново са правили в собственото си студио. Казва, че през годините, просто натрупвайки опит като продуцент, нещата стават все по-добре и по-добре, и в момента са в етап, в който просто няма смисъл да ходят при други хора, тъй като разполагат с всичко необходимо, за да се справят и сами. Josh, do you think there's a mission in making like extreme metal music right now, or do you just do it for the love of music and fun, you know?
Yeah, we just do it for fun, and there aren't really any bands that I know of making the music that we do and the stuff that we want to hear. Like, the main aim is to kind of become your own favorite band, and we don't listen, I definitely don't listen to our albums once they're done, but that's at least the goal, is to try and make the music that you would want to hear yourself. And I don't think we're the most original band in the world, but we definitely have influences that I don't hear any other bands, you know, kind of mixed together. So there's all the kind of old school thrash stuff, like, you know, early Metallica and early Sepultura, that kind of thing, and then more progressive bands like Cult of Luna and that kind of stuff.
So you talk about like old school bands. Which are your like mostly like the favorite ones, if I may say?
Biggest influences are, yeah, like early Metallica, Death, albums like Symbolic, really inspirational, and there are obviously bands like Mastodon, and yeah, like I guess some of those ones are the main ones. A lot of the really old kind of thrash, like early Sepultura, early Metallica.
Yeah. Do you go back to, let's say, Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath?
Yeah, like some Black Sabbath stuff. I like a lot of doomy music. I also like a lot of progressive music and prog rock and bands like Rush. Oh. So bands like Rush are a big influence on me as well. You know,
yeah, one of our favorites also.
Oh, cool.
Lyric-wise, where do you get your inspiration? I mean, reading your lyrics, it sounds like you're quite into literature, like, let's say, John Cahill, you know, like esoteric stuff.
Maybe, yeah. I guess I get a lot of inspiration from stuff I read or from watching, like, certain movies. But I guess on this album, it's just a bit more... you know, about the world and society. I wouldn't want to say political, because I don't want people thinking that we're turning into a political band, but
let's call it social, probably.
Yeah, exactly, social and that kind of stuff. It's just stuff that, you know, really irritates me. The older I get, the older you get, the more you pay attention to, you know, the world as opposed to just living in like a tiny bubble when you're like a teenager and, you know.
Yeah, you can just go out on the street and then come back home and write a lyric, write lyrics for a song, right?
Pretty much, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we get that a lot too, you know. Just a second for us to translate. Попитахме го всъщност кои са любимите им банди. Заговорихме се за това, че те черпят доста разнообразно, т.е. доста разнообразна музика. Черпят идеи от доста разнообразни банди, като ранните Металика.
Започва от радния траш на Металика, Сепултура и се стигна до Ръж.
Ръж, да, каза, че служат доста прогресив неща. Аз го попитах за текстовете. Четейки текстовете на Сайлози, всъщност го попитах дали не черпи случайно вдъхновение от езотерични автори като Джон Кехол и така нататък. Той самият каза, че да, вдъхновението идва доста от книги, които чете, филми, които гледа, но най-вече всъщност колкото повече напредва с възрастта, толкова повече започват определени неща да го дразнят. И оттам се заговорихме за това, че всъщност когато излезе на улицата, спокойно може да се прибере вкъщи и да напише, примерно, текст за песен. So Josh, what's up next after the album comes out?
We'll be touring, but we just don't know what exactly we're going to be doing just yet. It's either going to be a headline tour, or we'll be trying to, you know, support another band, a bigger band or something, but yeah, just as much touring as we can do.
If I remember right, in 2009 you actually needed to go on a headliner tour, right? But it was cancelled for Dragon Force. Yeah, Dragon Force.
I don't remember.
If I'm not mistaken.
I remember the Dragon Force tour. What happened once was we got offered a tour with Devin Townsend in 2012. And then we ended up doing a tour with Lamb of God in America. I think that's the only time we've done it. But to be honest, if we did it in 2009, then I don't remember.
Well, okay. Last question, if I may. Yep. Just really interested in how do you guys do it nowadays? Because a lot of the bands are, you know, spread across the world. Everybody's using the internet right now to connect to one another and make music. So do you actually get together to write and record the stuff, or you kind of send emails with ideas and stuff, you know?
Well, we actually, up until recently, we all lived really close to each other, all just 10 minutes away from each other. And but even though we live really close, we tend not to write as a band in a rehearsal room. We tend to just demo, like I said. We can all record ourselves at home. We have like home mm-hmm. studio setups and everything. And a lot of the writing I kind of do at home on a computer and then send the full demos to everyone. And now that we have a new drummer that lives in Scotland, yeah, we'll be using the internet a lot more than
But not for Facebook probably.
No, just from sending songs of demos, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Well, Josh, thanks a lot for this interview. Really appreciate it. Thanks
for
your time.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll be waiting for the new album to come out.
Awesome, man. Thanks very much.
Take care. We'll see you on the road.
Okay, take care, man.
Bye-bye. Това беше Джош Мидълтън от Сайлози с информация относно новият им албум, който излиза на 12-ти.
Януари.
Не тази година, а следващата. Да преведем набързо това, което си говорихме последно.
Дали са работили заедно, дали са пращали идеи.
Всъщност аз го попитах какво предстои от тук нататък първо. Той каза, че със сигурност заминават на турне. Все още не знаят точни подробности дали ще направят собствено турне като хедлайнери или ще бъдат сапорт банда за някои от по-големите имена.